I'm joined this morning on The Morning Show by Bo Maher of AmeriCorps, and you guys have partnered with God's Storehouse for a new project. I know we've talked about it a little bit. It's a new urban garden, and that's going to be where exactly?
That's just located at God's Storehouse on a parcel of land adjacent to the property, 750 Memorial Drive, just right down by the river.
Okay, so and a lot of people think God's Storehouse, they do a lot of canned food drives, and I think this is somewhat, I don't want to say a new thought process, but something potentially more of a healthier option, because when you look at canned goods, unfortunately, because of the longevity of that they last, you do have to have some preservatives, and some of those things aren't necessarily the best for you. So I really love the urban garden concept and adding in fresh fruits and vegetables. Like, what's the end game? How big do you guys want to see this thing grow to?
Well, so the size of the property is about an acre, and right now we've got a small fruit forest with all different types of berries and fruit trees. We've got plans for around 50 raised beds for vegetable production and some with perennial herbs and shrubs. We're hoping to do a lot of native fruit trees and berries, but we just, we're really trying to get a really wide variety and just really to really utilize the whole property. We also have a greenhouse where we're going to have starts. We're probably going to do some specialty crops in there, hanging baskets, that sort of thing. So we've really got a lot of high ambitions. We're trying to do a whole lot with the property.
To have that kind of operation, it's going to require a lot of hands, I'd wager.
Yeah, that is true. That is very true. And so we're definitely looking for volunteers, people who are interested in gardening, especially during the summer when a lot of the workload is going to be required. But we're really looking for regular volunteers. At God's Storehouse, we're fully fueled by our regular volunteers in the warehouse. And up front, we've got around 30 volunteers that volunteer with us Monday through Thursday, regular set every different day that volunteers. So we're hoping to establish a similar sort of thing on the urban farm. But, don't be afraid if you're not versed in gardening. We're just looking for anyone who is passionate about food, about healthy food, and about, trying to better the community.
Now, I know you say you're looking for regular volunteers, but it might be a good option, if you guys are open to it, to have civic groups come in who are looking to meet some community service type needs. Is that something you guys would be open to as well?
Absolutely. And we already have had groups come in. We've had a couple church groups. We've had some Boy Scout troops. We've had some school groups. So we've already seen that. And we're definitely looking for groups to come in, because we're also, a lot of the project is trying to educate people about a wide variety of different agriculture and gardening techniques, methods, and that sort of thing.
Okay. So it is about benefiting the community, but not just in the final product. You're looking at a full scale, helping people make healthier life choices, as well as helping out those in need.
Absolutely. And so we're trying to instill these values and a healthier lifestyle in everyone that comes through, whether it's the volunteers or it's the end product. If we're distributing the food in our normal distribution, we're just hoping to get a real full scope on the benefits of this project.
Well, this certainly sounds like a very large undertaking, and I'm very excited to see the results. I know God's Storehouse puts their best foot forward in all the things that they do. They've been a name in our community for a really long time. And I think this urban garden really is a game changer for our area when you really think about it. So really a great opportunity. And again, we talked about the civic groups. They need volunteers. This is something you want to get everybody involved in. If you have gardening as a passion, what better way to give back to the community than helping out with a garden in any capacity? And I'm sure, Bo, you guys have a full list of things, again, from small projects to big projects, for anybody and everybody who's willing to help out.
Yeah, and that's right. Like I said, with all the different things going on, there's definitely something for everyone out there. So,
okay, well, how can folks who want to get involved, get in touch with you guys, get on the list and make sure we can get this thing rolling?
Well, the best way would just be to come down. If you're really interested, just come down to God's Storehouse and come out to the urban farm. Ask for Bo. I can show you around. You can email me at urbanfarm@godstorehouse.org. You can just call God's Storehouse at 434-793-3663.
Well, Bo, I certainly appreciate you taking a couple of minutes with me. This has really been enlightening. I'm really excited to see what the urban farm is capable of, and wish you guys all the best in the project.
Thank you so much.